Sam did a good job. Are you just... You like it?
I do. Did you get a new sweater?
I did.
Yeah, let's see what he does with it.
No, it's for Sam.
How dare you?
City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Excuse me. Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Agenda item 45, appeal of Goose Hollow Foothills League against the hearing officer's decision to approve the application of Cynthia L. Hilliard for a zoning map amendment from R7 to R2 in compliance with the existing comprehensive plan map designation of low-density multi-dwelling residential and four adjustment reviews at 1970 Southwest Mill Street Terrace, LU06109528ZCAD.
Would the city attorney please describe the hearing process?
Mayor, it's my understanding staff would like to address council to discuss whether a continuance would be appropriate. And if council decides to proceed and take testimony today, I would then go through the long procedural announcements. Otherwise, we'll wait.
Okay. Staff?
Thank you. Kathleen Stokes, PBS staff for this case. Potter and commissioners, there has been a revised plan that has been submitted by the applicant. It was received on Monday, and there has not been time for the neighborhood to review that plan. The plan would eliminate at least one of the adjustments and reduce the others. And after conferring with some of the commissioner's assistants, with the city attorney, with the appellant and the applicant, everyone has agreed that it would make sense to have the neighborhood be allowed time to review the revised proposal prior to testimony. A date certain can be established for January 31st at 2 p.m. However, Carla Moorlove has advised me when I arrived here that Commissioner Saltzman would not be present at that council meeting.
Which date was that? Oh, go ahead.
The 31st of January.
Right.
So the appellant and the applicant are not aware of that until now. So an alternative date, as I understand it, for the council clerk would be February 7th at 3 p.m., and so it would be appropriate, I believe, for the appellant and the applicants to determine whether they would want the continuance when Commissioner Saltzman was not present or whether they would like a different date. But I am recommending that the hearing be continued to allow the neighborhood time to review the revised proposal.
We have a representative of the applicant and the appellant come forward so we could ask your opinion of the new time.
Jerry Palliser. I'm the planning chair of the Goose Hollow Foothills League. I think that probably continuing this hearing would be in the interest of our getting a better resolution.
You have a preference between January 31st, when Commissioner Saltzman would not be in attendance, or was it February 7th?
What a chance not to have Dan there.
Respect your odds.
Either one is fine with us. It works equally well.
Okay.
And we just soon have the the complete council, if that's okay.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mayor Potter. I'm Cynthia Hilliard. I'm already promoting you to governor. I'm representing myself, and thank you very much for meeting today. I would like the entire Board of Commissioners present. I don't think that having Dan Saltzman gone would serve any of us. So I would agree to a continuance.
7th?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you.
February 7th at 3 p.m.
February 7th at 3 p.m. We agreed? Okay. We are adjourned. Say hi to Bud.
Bud's the down there. Well, Bud's